Sister Scott, the floor is yours.
Yeah. Okay, I was having some problems with my microphone and everybody's sound bubbled. So I went to the telephone, I mean, my cell phone. This is the only way I could speak with you today without a lot of interference. Sorry about that. But thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak. I ran across the name of a female prophet named Huldah. And, you know, it's just so surprising to me that we really never talk much about her when we study the Bible and also the importance of the work that she did, and also the importance of the church reaching out to young children, bringing children into study. I noticed when I came to Maryland, maybe it's been more than probably about 20, almost 25 years ago, not quite. I noticed even with Vacation Bible School, it was always children from the Church of Christ or children from other churches to Christ. It was not the local children walking to the church in the mornings. It was always a Bible school at night, and this was not something that I was used to. And I thought it was very unusual, but then I found out that this was really, in this area, this is really how it went. But I find that when we can reach children at a very young age, historically, places that I live, this is how the church grew, because the children then brought the parents in. And I think this is something that we really do need to look at. And hopefully we can come up with some programs and activities that will bring local children whose parents are not members of the church to the building. I just thought I'd mention that, because today we're going to talk about Huldah's role and helping to prepare Josiah, who was king of Judah, to be the have the kind of heart that he had towards God. I find that Huldah was a prophet, and this is mentioned in 2 Kings 22, 14 through 20, and 2 Chronicles 34, verses 22 through 28. And she lived in the time of Josiah in Jerusalem, which was about 3285 through 3316. It was during the time that the spirit of prophecy came about her. And this is also the time that Jeremiah and Zephaniah were also in Jerusalem prophesying. And the unusual thing about this, she was a female, but she took care of King Josiah when he was 8 years old. We find that, well, when he came to the throne at 8 years old, we find that his mother, who was almost never mentioned, was a woman of God. Even though his father did evil, he was influenced by his mother, Huldah, Jeremiah, and Huldah's husband, who was the keeper of the king's wardrobe. His name was Shalom. She was also a teacher. She taught at a college in Jerusalem. And I think this is why Josiah was interested in her being the one to give the prophecy, because he was so familiar with her teachings and the fact that he knew that she received messages from God. When he was about 18 years old, well, in the 18th year of his reign, I'm not so sure how old he was, he decided that he would restore the temple, Solomon's temple, because it had been neglected for so many years. And he called a mass rally for the purpose of getting the people to participate in the great undertaking. And the people responded. They made contributions and they started the work to prepare the temple. In the midst of the work, the high priest, Hilkiah, discovered an ancient document, which was a Torah from the time of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible. Apparently this had been lost and the people were not even living and worshiping in a way that God had required them to do. I guess this was some type of, there was the book of law, and the people didn't even know anything about the book of law. They were doing all kinds of stuff at the temple because they had no knowledge of how God really wanted them to live. So anyway, when they found this scroll that was hidden, because during those times they had so many wicked kings and so much going on where people were just attacking and destroying, people decided, I guess some of the priests decided to hide the scrolls because they would burn documents like that. They didn't want anybody to know about the word of God. So this scroll, the book of the law, was actually hidden in Solomon's temple. And during the restoration, the high priest found the scroll. And he took the scroll to Josiah, and Josiah asked him to read it. And when he read the scroll, Josiah discovered that that they were not following the law of Moses, and that he was saddened by the fact that this kind of thing was happening. And so this is why they met at the temple again, and he read the scrolls to them again, and they decided that they would then worship God in a way that he had called them to worship in accordance with the law. And I think what happened, he told them to go to Huldah so she could interpret what God was saying in those scrolls. And she told them, "Tell the man that sent you to me, thus says the Lord, I will bring a calamity on this place and upon its inhabitants. All the words of the book of the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and have worshiped other gods. Therefore, my anger shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. But the king of Judah decided that he would repent, and he would ask all of the inhabitants of the city to repent. Rent your clothes, and therefore I will gather you unto your father, and you will go to your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see all of the misfortune that I would bring upon this place." So God had really decided that he was going to bring destruction to Jerusalem. But because Josiah had repented and all of the people repented, he promised them that this would not happen during your lifetime. And no sooner as he heard this message that God would save them, the people all decided that they would walk in the way of God to keep his commandments and the laws of their fathers. The whole nation accepted and renewed the covenant they undertook. And they also reinstituted the Passover, something that they had not been keeping. And also, it just shows that Huldah's prophet came true, that King Josiah had another 13 years to live. He reigned for a total of 31 years after the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. And also, the prophet Huldah did not have to witness that. And they named one of the gates the Huldah Gate. It's in the southern wall of the temple. And I thought this was interesting because I do plan to go to Jerusalem sometime towards the end of the year. And this is something that I would like to see. I had no idea any of this took place, because whenever they talked about Josiah, We talked that he was 8 years old, how he was a good king, and how he ruled for 31 years, but nobody really talked about how he got to that point. And I think it shows that even with young children, you know, if you take time to teach and try to mentor and guide them, they have to make that decision that they want to do the right thing, regardless of what their fathers might have done, or even their mothers might have done. They can turn out to be great leaders. They can accomplish great things. But, you know, we do have to take that kind of time. Just as Huldah, Jeremiah, her husband, and Josiah's mother did to mentor him. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Honora. You gave me something else to study. All right. At this time, we usually give any thoughts of the lesson to our speaker. If anyone would like to do so at this time, please go ahead and share.
I also feel like I have more that I need to read and study upon. Elnora, you have opened some doors where I even have some questions. And so thank you for the lesson. And would you, when you get a chance, I know we'll get it later, but you mentioned 2 Kings 22:14, and I didn't, I hope I got that. But there was another scripture as well. When you get a chance, would you repeat that too?
Yeah, it's 2 Kings 22:14-20.
Okay.
And 2 Chronicles 34:22-28.
22 through 28.
2 Chronicles.
You're on mute, Olivia, but we reading your lips.
Oh, thank you. I did get that. 2 Kings 22:14-20. And 2 Chronicles 34:22-28. I think that's right.
Right.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sister Elnora. That was a very good reminder of our responsibility, you know, as women to support and contribute to the lives of the children. So, I like the fact that you brought it out that Josiah depended on her and he reached out to her. So that was very interesting. And I too will have to do a little bit more research on her. I wasn't familiar with her, but thank you for that introduction to her story.
Thank you.